Hey everyone, welcome back. We're diving into something pretty cool today.
Yeah.
Getting you ready for business success in 2025. We're going to be looking at some really interesting stuff from Dumbasrail Solutions.
Okay.
Have you heard of them?
I have. Yeah, they're a consulting firm.
Yeah, and they're interesting because they go a little beyond the typical strategic planning,
Right.
kind of approach.
Yeah.
They incorporate HR consulting.
Okay.
And something they call business therapy.
Business therapy.
Yeah.
I like that.
It kind of piqued my interest too.
Yeah, what is that?
So we're gonna dig into all that today.
Okay.
The information is coming from the final episode of their Business Today series,
Okay.
which is all about getting ready for 2025,
Okay.
strategically planning for 2025.
Yeah.
But before we get into that,
Sure.
can you just give us a breakdown of what strategic business planning is
Yeah.
and why it's so important as we go into a new year?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, everybody listening probably already has a strategic plan in place.
Right.
The question is it dynamic enough for 2025?
Okay.
We need to be thinking about this as a living document,
Yeah.
a roadmap that kind of evolves with the terrain.
I like that.
So it's about setting these really clear, impactful goals,
Yeah.
figuring out how you're going to reach them, but it also requires this constant evaluation,
Yeah.
constant adjustments as you go.
Like checking in, making sure you're still on the right path.
Exactly. And as we enter a new year, businesses need to be really looking ahead,
Yeah.
anticipate those future trends and then adapt their strategies
Yeah.
to stay ahead of the curve.
Well, that's what they talk about a lot. Like
Right.
they're really pushing this idea of adaptability
Yeah.
and growth.
Yeah. For 2025.
But those can kind of feel like buzzwords sometimes, you know? Yeah, for sure.
What does adaptability really look like practically
Yeah.
for businesses? Yeah, you're right. Adaptability needs to be more than just like a trendy term, right?
Wow.
It needs to be translated into these concrete actions.
So give me an example.
Okay, so imagine you're running a retail store
Okay.
that relies heavily on foot traffic. Adaptability in that case could mean creating a seamless online shopping experience
Right.
or integrating virtual consultations to reach a wider customer base.
Okay, so kind of expanding how you're reaching people.
Exactly. Or let's say you're a manufacturer
Okay.
who's facing supply chain issues.
Yeah, everybody's dealing with that.
Right. So adaptability there might involve diversifying your suppliers
Okay.
or implementing flexible production models.
So you're not so reliant on one thing.
Exactly. It's all about being proactive
Yeah.
and responsive to those challenges, even unexpected opportunities.
Okay, I like that. But how do you balance that focus on growth
Right.
with staying adaptable?
Yeah.
Because those can seem like
Burnout.
they can butt heads a little.
Yeah, you've hit on a key challenge there because growth often requires pushing those boundaries, taking risks,
Yeah.
while adaptability is about flexibility and knowing when to kind of change course.
Right.
And I think this is where Dumbasrail's focus on business therapy
Okay.
and HR consulting really comes in.
Okay, so how does that work?
It's about fostering a company culture
Okay.
where innovation is encouraged,
Yeah.
open communication is valued, employees feel empowered to adapt to change.
So they feel like they're part of the solution.
Exactly. When your team can handle change
Yeah.
and embrace new ideas, that pursuit of growth becomes less risky.
It's less scary.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And, think about it in terms of your own career or your own business.
Yeah.
If you can prioritize that adaptability and growth, you're going to be so much better equipped to handle whatever 2025 throws at us.
Yeah, it's like building that solid foundation so you
Exactly.
can reach for those
We're
goals
right.
without being afraid,
Yeah.
you know? All right, so to sum up,
Yeah.
we've uncovered that strategic planning is not just this like
Ah.
static document,
Yeah.
it's dynamic.
It's a process.
It's a process and it's crucial for
Absolutely.
success in 2025.
And beyond.
We've got to incorporate adaptability and growth
Right.
into our plan
If we want to thrive.
if we want to thrive.
Oh,
Okay,
yeah.
so this leads to a very important question
Yeah.
for all of you listening out there.
What's the question?
What is one strategic goal
Ooh.
you will set for yourself
Good question.
for 2025?
Yeah.
What will help you thrive
I like it.
in this coming year?
Yeah.
All right, thank you for joining us on this deep dive.
Of course.
We hope this helps you conquer 2025.
Yeah, good luck out there.
Until next time, keep learning and keep growing.
Absolutely.
See ya.
Bye.